The NFL ravenously devours the men who play its game in order to create the players that make the league successful. You're either inside the bubble or you're out. That idea is at the core of Is There Life After Football? Surviving the NFL, a new book by Marquette University sociology professors James Holstein and Richard Jones and former NFL linebacker George Kuntz Jr. From the studios of Milwaukee Public Radio, George Kuntz and James Holstein join me now. Welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us on.
George, I'd like to start inside the bubble. You played for 9 seasons in the NFL from 1992 to 2000, won a Super Bowl with the Green Bay Packers. Describe what it was like to live in that bubble.
I would say that I entered into the bubble when I was about 9 years old. My mom got me involved with youth football and Pop Warner football down in Eastern North Carolina. Each transition, it gets more intense. I loved it while I was inside the bubble, but when the bubble kind of burst, kind of felt like I was isolated. I was very, very dependent upon the bubble.
James, in the book, you write that NFL teams come, quote, perilously close to babysitting players. How does that kind of treatment affect those players?
After years and years of having things done for you, it creates a sort of dependency. This dependency kind of deprives players of a chance to grow up into the sorts of adults that their age peers might be. And so guys are a little bit ill-equipped to be set free out into the world and to manage for themselves.
George, to me, one of the most striking things in the book is the revelation that you played your final game in the 2000 season, but didn't really realize it was your last until 2.5 seasons later. How did that happen?
I signed a 1-year deal with the Seattle Seahawks in 2000. Ended up starting 16 out of 16 ball games. I was second on the team in tackles. And I was just waiting by the phone for the next 2 years, basically, looking for another opportunity. But that opportunity never came. My wife at the time said, George, it's all over. You have to move on. And it was tough being kind of hung out to dry and not knowing one way or the other if my career was over with.
And even 2.5 years later, it was tough to hear your wife say that, right?
Most definitely. It was tough.
James, the big salaries players can make are part of many conversations about pro sports. In the chapter titled All That Dough, Where Did It Go? You quote a coach who says NFL players feel, quote, obligated to living a certain lifestyle. But isn't there an element of personal responsibility involved, too?
Absolutely. There's a lot of money involved, but players probably don't make as much as most people think. Everybody's making a minimum of, say, $400,000 now, and so are not, as most 24, 25, 26-year-olds, are not looking to put their money into tax-free municipal funds. Of course, individuals are responsible for this themselves, but they lose perspective on what the money means and what they're doing with it.
George, you went back to school, earned a master's, and then your PhD, and your post-NFL career has included positions with the Packers, the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, and your current job as Vice President of Advancement at Marion University. For you, what was the key to finding life after football?
Well, I just wanted to find my passion and my purpose. At one point in my life, I thought running around on the football field was my purpose. That's the furthest thing from the truth. I'm all about trying to give individuals opportunity. 50 to 55% of our students are from low-income families or they're first in their families to go to college. So basically what I'm doing is trying to help close that gap and give them the necessary resources to get that college degree so they can live out the American dream. Because if it wasn't for a football scholarship, I would have never had a chance to go to college.
James, near the end of the book, you make some recommendations about what the NFL could do to improve the life of players who've left the league. Tell us a little bit about some of your top recommendations.
Well, many of the things that we would suggest are already at least partially in place. The league itself and the Players Association, the union, if you go to their websites, you can see an extensive list of services and different programs that are available to help players move into new careers, to help them with their health problems, to help them with their money problems. A second thing, the NFL, with its non-guaranteed contracts and with its salary cap, does not pay nearly as well as the other major sports leagues. The average player in the NFL makes maybe $2 million a year now. It's over $5 million in Major League Baseball. The reason is primarily this non-guaranteed contract, which leaves players like George, who signed good contracts in good faith, but when the team wanted to move on, they moved on without him.
But they're still making more money than the average person. It seems like there are more opportunities for former players to capitalize if they've built names for themselves. Is this just a problem with non-stars?
Yeah, that's a problem for most of the players because most of the players don't have the names of John Elway and Joe Montana. George was more purposeful than most. He went back to school and he sought out a job. Most NFL players do have a continuing stream of income. They make the income of an NFL retired NFL player is twice that of the median income of their age peers outside of football. They're not making the kind of money they made as players, but they're doing pretty well, and I think we lose sight of that too.
Because of the dramatic stories that we hear, like a Warren Sapp,
exactly,
who's lost literally tens of millions of dollars.
Exactly.
Exactly.
If for every Warren Sapp, there are probably more than a half dozen other guys who have saved something, who get up in the morning and manage their investments or manage their businesses or go to work.
George, I'd like to close by asking you if you still miss the NFL and if you would do it all again.
Yes, I do. I've had over 11 concussions, 7 surgeries. I'm having issues right now with my back and with memory loss. But if I can do it all over again, I will strap it on and go back to running around trying to hit people because I really had a lot of fun.
George Kuntz Jr. and James Holstein co-authored the book, Is There Life After Football?, along with Richard Jones. You can read an excerpt at onlyagame.org. George, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And James, thank you.
Thank you.